Voters within Colorado Mountain College's tax district will be asked to weigh in on the institution's finances this fall.
The college is funded in part by residential property taxes. That revenue source is predicted to decrease, leaving the institution with a $5.9 million shortfall. CMC Board President Glenn Davis explains if the ballot measure passes, the school could continue to collect revenue at its current rate.
What the ballot initiative attempts to do is to authorize the college to recapture only the lost property tax revenues caused by the Gallagher Amendment.
The Gallagher Amendment is a state law that caps residential property taxes at 45% of total property revenues. The rest are made up by commercial and agricultural land. The recent boom in home values in Colorado's urban areas has skewed that balance. For years, residential property assessments statewide have been lowered to make up for Denver's double-digit growth. As Larson Silva with the Colorado Legislative Committee explains, this means a hard hit in rural tax districts such as CMC's.
So if those rural districts didn't grow by 9.5% in values, then there's going to be a reduction in the assessed value of residential properties.
Voters will be asked to allow the college to continue collecting taxes at the rate they pay now if trustees deem it necessary. This allows the board to act faster if money gets tight, without being beholden to Colorado's taxpayer Bill of Rights, which would require repeated public votes. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.